Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Kav, a big week for you. You're over in Melbourne at the moment because you're launching All Your Devotion, your debut solo album.
The first song's out in the ether on all of your streaming services, but the album comes out end of September.
Excellent. Looking forward to hearing some new material. You had the solo EP Hope Street back in 2016. Was that just warming us up for this?
Yeah, look, it's a big undertaking to, after being in a band for many, many years, and your solo, your main focus was writing songs for that band. You got to kind of write that out of your system and then to work out what kind of artist you want to be as a solo artist. Because, everyone, if you look at your record collection, that's kind of what it is, like writing songs. You're kind of getting all your influences and turning it into a record. So I did the EP with the intention of just kind of having a bit of an explore into what kind of music I was going to make. And the songs that really emerged out of the Hope Street EP was Hope Street and another song called Dancing. And they kind of informed a lot of what I did moving into the record.
What was the transition like going from being with Eskimo Joe and having a couple of other members around you to doing it all yourself, being the me, myself, I?
Well, at the beginning, I was like, this is going to be amazing. And then about halfway through the process, when I realized how much work goes into a record, I was just like, man, it'd be really handy to have those guys around right now. Because when you're doing a solo record, it's like, you're like, okay, who's going to write the string part? Oh, that's me. Who's going to write the drum part? Oh, that's me. Which is kind of why you do it. But I really, by the end of this whole process, I really appreciated my bandmates, that's for sure.
And you brought some great experience with you, that rock and roll armor of Eskimo Joe. That's certainly come in handy for you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, Eskimo Joe is its own beast, because even though I write the songs, it's collaboration between myself and Joel and Stu. That's what makes Eskimo Joe, Eskimo Joe. So, the record that I've made this time, you can probably hear those kind of hints of, storytelling and melodies that we had in Eskimo Joe, but really it's kind of turned into something different again.
Kav, I want to take you back quickly, because in 2011, Fremantle were going through a bit of an upheaval. They changed everything. They took out the anchor. They made the colours just purple and white. They wanted to change the song. They tweaked it a little bit. But Eskimo Joe put in an entry. People may remember this one.
From the sea to the shore.
I heard you singing along at the back there.
Yeah, go on. It's a classic. I can't believe they didn't use it. Well, again, like you said, there was a lot of upheaval going on. They changed the coach overnight. They had just finished a long lawsuit with Levi's over the Dockers brand, and I think that the changing the song as well was a bit too much for the grassroots fans. So I understand why we didn't get it in there. But yeah,
I voted for that song, and I was surprised when they didn't use it. It's very uplifting. It makes me want to go out and kick a ball.
Absolutely. My favourite bit is when the cup goes up. It just sounds like we went and did research, of all the different footy anthems, around Australia, and we kind of were like, oh, that's good, that's good. And we worked out that the Tigers had the best one. They had this like kind of classic 70s, with a horn section going on. So we didn't kind of base it on that one, but we were like, oh, we want to... Generally, when you write a song in general, and the Dockers anthem was no different, you generally are like, oh, I want to write a song like that. So we heard the Tigers one. We're like, yeah, we want to win like the Tigers one. And that's what we ended up with.
What do you reckon of the boys' chances in the next few years? Of course, this year they're going to finish a little early. They might be going to Phuket or Bali for end-of-season trip.
Yeah, well, look, they'll have some well-earned rest, I think, this time around. And, hopefully they'll all have their teeth as well.
Let's hope so. Now, speaking of that triumphant kind of music, can we expect any of that in All Your Devotion? In bits and pieces or...?
For me, I'm always a sucker for a big chorus that you can sing along to. So all of that stuff's always going to be there in the music that I write. But in saying that, it's a singer-songwriter record. It's me by myself in a room with an acoustic guitar. So it's got a much more subtle flavor to it than, what the Dockers anthem is, for instance. For me, my favorite era of singer-songwriter you know, music is that early 70s with, you know, your Van Morrison, Moondance and Neil Young Harvest. And really what I tried to do with this record was try and, you know, tip my hat to that era of all those sounds and that feel, but try and make it sound like a modern record. I didn't want to make a record with, like, you know, electro beats and, you know, that kind of record. I really wanted to make something organic because that's where my love is.
Cav Templey, great to have a chat. Don't forget the new release is coming out, All Your Devotions, in September. All the very best.
Thanks so much for chatting to us, Terry.
And our winter sports rapidly coming to an end. They'll be replaced by our summer sports very shortly over the next month or so. One of those sports being Little Athletics. And if you're in Meriden surrounding areas, why not get the kids along to Little Athletics? There's a Have a Go Day coming up very shortly. We'll tell you when and where that's happening. But on the line now is Meg Gethin talking Little Athletics. Good morning.
Hi, Terry. How are you going?
Excellent. Now, you've had some good numbers to Little Athletics in the last few years, haven't you?
Yeah, we have, yeah. We generally have about 60 athletes in a season, and the ages range from 5-year-olds right up to 17, so quite a big group.
What I like about Little Athletics is the variety of events that you have on offer. So, you know, you really cater for everyone, don't you?
That's right, yeah. You don't have to be the fastest or anything. We have distance races as well, or you might be a really good thrower or a really good jumper. So the whole ethos of Little Athletics is just try your best, and you're competing against yourself. So you get personal bests every week, and it's about beating your own personal best. So it doesn't matter that you didn't win the race or you didn't throw the furthest. It's that you're improving every week. That's what's important.
And you come away with a little tag as well. You can add to the collection of tags if you come first, second, third, or do a personal best.
Yeah, that's right. And your results go up on the internet portal, and you can print off the little tags if you like and put them in your book to remind yourself of how well you're travelling in the season.
Yeah, impress all your mates. That'll be cool. Now, ahead of this year's season, you've got to Have a Go Day coming up on August 21st.
Yeah, that's right. We always start off our season with a Have a Go Day so that people that are new to the club, particularly the younger cohorts, so the, you know, your under sixes, under sevens, can come and just check out the club, try a few of the things. We'll have the long jump pit going and a few of the throws, the, you know, the javelin, the shot put and the discus, and maybe set up the hurdles and things, and people can just have a go and see if it's something they think they might like to do.
Meriden and District Little Athletics, if you want to get involved. Meg, where can people go?
We have a Facebook page called Meriden Little Athletics. So that's probably the best thing is to search for that. We're based at the Meriden Recreation Centre, so you could also ring them if you're looking to make contact with us. But otherwise, come on down next Tuesday the 21st from 4 o'clock and come and have a chat to us.
Events like Little Athletics don't just happen. Volunteers are greatly appreciated, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. It is a bit of a unique sport. It's not like a, you know, a football team or something where the team goes out and everyone else can stand back and watch. We do really need hands-on volunteers who can hold a timing watch or measure, you know, a jump in the long jump pit. And they're all very easy jobs, but very necessary to help the club function.
Pretty, we've only been talking for a little while, but this could be our last chat. You know why?
Yep. I was thinking to myself, I might not be here next Thursday for a race to play tonight.
100 million in the big one tonight, Powerball. How good's that?
Well, that's only stuff. Well, it is stuff that my dreams are made of, mate, isn't it? But 100 million, I think, man, it's just mind-boggling to give that sort of money away. But good luck to someone wins it. Mate, if the hysterica is now at 100 million, what, imagine if it goes, it doesn't go off, and it's next week there's another jackpot. We have to come back to work for a week to see what we can do the week after.
Well, someone's going to be happy tonight, or maybe a syndicate will be happy tonight. Apparently, one in three Aussies are buying a ticket.
Yeah, well, I got mine yesterday. There's got down early and that sort of stuff. Got the 25-game slick pick, but, yeah, GB brings it a couple of hours or days today at the two news agencies in town. But, yeah, 100 million, mate, what would you do? It's one of them dreams. You bring up the boss and say, listen, I'm buying your business now, I might sack you or something like that, or get rid of the folks you don't like working with, or just don't go to work again.
So how would that work in your case? Would you just ring yourself?
Yeah, no, ring my wife and say, listen.
Oh, the wife wears the pants.
Yeah. Ring her and say, listen, love, We're going on holiday. We're not coming back. But I don't know. Let's worry about it tomorrow morning. I'll ring you tomorrow morning, mate, if I win it tonight, all right? And I'll tell you what I'm doing. How's that sound here?
Good luck to everyone tonight getting a ticket. Now, Quinny, plenty of stuff happening locally that you've got covered.
Yeah, a couple of little things happening over the next couple of days, mate. Friday night, Freddy's Footy Club. The season's winding down. The final start this weekend, but Freddy's Footy Club are right into still kicking on. And they've got a quiz night and a silent auction at the Rec Centre on Friday night, kicking off at 6:30.
Yeah, love a good quiz night, so get along and support Federals tomorrow. Quinny, some other stuff happening around the region. Yeah. I see is there a car boot sale coming up?
Yeah, that's next week, Terry. That'll give everyone out there to go through the household and get rid of some stuff and put it in a boot. Get down to Juniper on Uniting Church, the car park, and this is Saturday the 25th. Kicks off at 7 a.m. and there's $10 a bay if you want to get down there and sell a bit of stuff out of your car boot. Always a good thing, like jumble sales, get along and someone's, what do they say? Someone's treasures, someone's
one man's waste, trash is another man's treasure.
That's it. So that's next weekend, so you still got a week to go. And mate, always, I love a good morning tea as well.
Oh yeah.
And love a good morning tea, and these people always come and see me when they need something. But the Commonwealth Bank are raising funds for the drought relief appeal. So if you're a business or anyone out there, if you want a small plate of morning tea delivered, it's $5 or $10 for a large plate. Go and see the lovely ladies from the Commonwealth Bank in the Main Street and they'll organise a beautiful morning tea on Monday for you, Monday the 20th, and they're raising funds for the drought relief bill. There's a bit of that happening around town, like the Palmer for the Farmers. There's a couple of hotels doing that around the town. So if you want to have a good night out, get on to the Riverside Hotel. I think it's doing it as well.
Yes.
Sounds of the Wheat Belt, Triple M. Middleton Business Advisors, giving you solutions to regain your lifestyle.
Yeah, thanks very much, Middleton's in Meriden. They're helping us out with Sounds of the Wheat Belt on Triple M. Jackpot today is $560. So you need to tell us what our sound is and where you can find it. It has been recorded somewhere in this beautiful part of the world that we call the Central Wheat Belt in Avon Valley. Let's go to the phones. Anne's at York. Anne, what do you reckon our sound of the Wheat Belt is?
Is it putting a CD or cassette on or taking it out?
Putting a CD or cassette on or taking it out. Going retro, are we?
On the CD player.
Yeah, going retro, are we?
Pardon?
Going retro.
Yeah.
All right. That's not the one we're looking for. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not the one.
Okay.
See you then.
Thank you.
Let's go to Doreen now. Doreen, sounds of the Wheat Belt.
I think it could be pulling a tissue out of a box while travelling in your car at Meriden.
Pulling the tissue out of your box
while travelling
in the car at Meriden.
Yep.
Unfortunately, that's not it.
Righto, Terry. Thanks very much.
See you then. Bye. Off to our mate Ron at Keller. Ron, what do you reckon our sound of the Wheat Belt is?
Good morning, Terry. The sound, I'd say, was using the Bowser, petrol Bowser.
Using the petrol Bowser. Where are you using that petrol Bowser?
Oh, we'll start with Keller Baron for start.
Using a petrol Bowser at Keller Baron, unfortunately, that's not it.
Hanging the gun up after filling the car up, And
that's not it. I'm sorry, Ron.
Okay.
All right, mate.
We'll keep plugging away, mate.
I tell you what, $100 million tonight in the Powerball. Are you going to put a ticket in?
I bloody hope I've got a ticket on, mate.
The news agency at Keller Baron must be packed with people trying to get in there to get their tickets.
Oh, mate, if I win that, I know I'd feel like a politician getting money for nothing.
Excellent. Good on you, Ron.
Okay, mate. Thank you.
See you then. It's back tomorrow. We're at $570 for your Feel Good Friday. It is the sounds of the Wheat Belt for Middleton Accountants. Triple M.